the age of the universe. How old is it? And can we know for sure how old it is? Hi, I'm John Adolfi with the Lost World Museum, where we ask the provocative, important question, did we come from apes, aliens, or Adam? And part of that journey of understanding our origins, you are going to eventually come around to the universe. I mean, this is what we're a part of. And the question today is, how old is it? And does it really matter? Well, apparently it does matter, and not necessarily from a religious standpoint, but from a secular standpoint, enough to that, in July 7th of 2023, just a little bit ago, a adjunct professor of physics of science at the University of Ottawa, maybe there were others that assisted in this process or this project, came to the conclusion, postulating that maybe the universe is not, you know, the Big Bang did not happen 13.7 billion years ago, but happened 26.7 billion years ago. And it got me thinking, just exactly how old is the universe? And how did we get to that place to where we said that the universe was 13.7 billion years as opposed, and now, you know, they're doubling basically the age with this new theory. So let's go back to in the 15, 1600s when science was still ruled by Genesis. That's right. The Genesis was the starting point for when it came to origins, life, geological record, and the universe. And God spoke it into existence, if you want to call that the Big Bang from the secular standpoint, spoke or naturalistic standpoint. God spoke it into existence. Now, some people believe that speaking of the universe and experience, speaking the universe into existence happened some 6 to 10,000 years ago. I'm not too sure about that. About not that he didn't speak it into existence, but of that time frame. I am of the opinion that life on Earth, the fossil record, all life on Earth, everything that we see geologically as far as the alluvial layers and whatnot, the activity that has taken place, not the original granite, but all that has happened since this was created is 6 to 10,000 years. And I'll go as far as saying it's 6,000 years old. And people roll their eyes or are surprised when they hear that, that how can anyone of any intelligence, you know, say that the Earth, and again, life on Earth, fossils, the stratum, all of that, 6,000 years, where it was interrupted 4,400 years ago with a cataclysmic worldwide flood. And if you don't know what the ravages of a flood will do, just locally, just small, just take a look at the 7.5 inches of rain that we got just the other day and what it did to quite a few basements. And, my point is that, this happened. This happened as a result of that happening. We have what we see in the fossil record today. However, the other side of it is, of course, that it was, you know, the fossil record begins approximately 600 million years ago. It goes back a little further than that, but as far as anything appreciable that we can see as far as animals or plants. And here we are today through natural selection, environmental pressure, and positive mutation. Okay, but let's get back to the universe. So basically, humans believe that the Earth was 6 to 10,000 years. Some believe that the universe was the same age, okay? And in the 1600s, there was this break in this consensus, with some expressing doubt about the age of the Earth, okay? So there was a focus on the Earth to understand, or as a launching point, or in conjunction with trying to understand the age of the universe, okay? And it was until 1783 that a Frenchman by the name of Buffon wrote in his book, and I have his book, it's old, obviously, 1783. He did some experimentation with the cooling of iron balls and calculated the Earth to be 75,000 years old, breaking from that 6 to 10,000 years old, and he believed that it was even older than that, but he just couldn't prove it. So that was in 1783. Then in 1862, a William Thomson, based on the cooling of molten lava, believed that the Earth was 20 to 40 million years old. And then they started looking at the sedimentation. Now, this sedimentation I'm talking about is what was laid down during the worldwide flood during a 371-day period of time, very intensely, but interpreted over the last 200 years as being something that happened over a length of time with maybe some punctuated catastrophism, but for the most part, just a little bit of change every day, not a lot. Sedimentation, that's the laying down of the layers, happens at rates of 13 inches per thousand years, which means that with that in mind, with that measurement, they calculated the Earth to be 500 million years old. In 1929, they considered the universe to be 2 billion years old. Astronomers estimated that nowadays that the Big Bang occurred some 10 to 20 billion years ago. They estimate the universe in two ways. By number one, by looking for the oldest stars, and number two, by measuring the rate of expansion of the universe and extrapolating back to the Big Bang. Currently, as of 2012, the universe is 13.7 billion years old until, wait a minute, July 7th, 2023, when this professor out of Ottawa, the University of Ottawa, said 26.7 billion years. I'm going to say this as a creationist. This is what I believe. You guys can do whatever you want with it. I believe that the universe could be 13 or 26 billion years old. Okay. But that God spoke it into existence. I believe it could be a trillion years old, 10 trillion, 100 trillion years. I don't know. And I'm okay with that. What I do know is that life on Earth is 6,000 years. Life on Earth in the geological record is 6,000 years. That I do know. So what that means is, according to Genesis, that our Earth was without form and void, meaning that it was just a rock with ice. And when it was time to speak life into existence on this lifeless form, that's when our Earth really kick-started and started going in a universe that was obviously, including the Earth, very old. Very old. There's more on this, but I'm going to just leave that with you right now. There is another theory out there that the universe always was. It's called the infinite universe theory. That's interesting. And there's another theory that says that multiple universes had to be created simultaneously in order for one to get it right. So I don't know if that means that all those other multiple universes are gone or this one stuck around because it got it right. But I understand that because basically, if you go with this idea of the Big Bang, you have one shot at us 13 or 26 billion years later, according to the modern astronomy and geology and evolution. So is the universe 26 billion or 17 or 13.7 billion? Or is that an undeterminable number that we're not going to know until this is all over with? And we ask the Almighty, who actually was the one that did the creation, when that all took place. I'm John Adolfi. Thanks for listening. For those of you who are interested in learning more about what we do, we're on all the major platforms, and or you can go to lostworldmuseum.com.